the matzah. The more Rechi Ten, may you tell me the machlis ben lishurayim. Maybe that person is talking about the kmitzah, the part of the mincha that's burnt on the mizbeach, that cannot be from chametz. But maybe the shurayim after that, the leftover part of the mincha that the kohen himself eats, maybe there is a lot of making into chametz. Will mekadish bu, and they'll use these two minchas, these two lachman of chametz for the kiddush. No, v'aksir, the pasuk says loytoaf for chametz chelkom. Mashmo the omar reshlokish afilu chelkom loytoaf for chametz. The pasuk means even chelik, even the shirayim of the mincha after the kohen makes the kmitza and he burns it. Now the leftover, the kohen is allowed to eat. Even that part cannot be made chametz. You would have to eat it for Teres Matzah, not for Teres Chametz. Since so, we have to use the Shiur Mincha for the Kiddush of the Azoras, and the Mincha cannot be made into Chametz. So therefore, you cannot use Chametz. So Moses says again, Alam Aloy, why not? Efshad the Mekadshah b'shtei Alechem p'yatzeres. On Shavuos, the Shtei Alechem we bring, those are made from Chametz. So maybe we'll use the Shtei Alechem of Shavuos, that's the Mincha, we'll use those Shtei Alechem for the Kiddush of the Azara. Mishum, the Moses says no. Mishum Leyesh, it's not possible. Hechi never, how could we do it? Nivnayu miyesmo, should we build the base of Migdish? Finish it. On Erev Shavuos. Vinekatsha miyesmo, and we'll be Mekadish it also. On Erev Shavuos, Shtei Alechem is not Kaddish yet. On Erev Shavuos. Shtei Alechem, v'shchitas kvosim hu dekotshi. The Shtei Alechem only becomes Kaddish after you shech the two kvosim on Shavuos itself. After you bring the two kabbonis of Shavuos, that's Mekadosh to Shtei Alechem. Then the Shtei Alechem has this Kedusha that you cannot eat it outside the Beis HaMikdash. But before you bring the Shnei Kvosim, you can eat it outside the Beis HaMikdash. So it's not sufficient for the Kiddush of the Azara. If so, Nivnayim Yesmol True. Build the Beis HaMikdash Erev Shavuos, V'nekad Sheyidna, and we'll wait a day, and we'll first make the Kiddush on Shavuos itself. So Moses says no. Binyan Kiddush b'shasa binyan. You have to be mekadosh at the exact time when you finish building, and not later. Okay, so nivnayu b'yomtiv. Let me finish building the Beis HaMikdash on yomtiv itself, on Shavuos itself. V'nikadosh b'yomtiv, and then we'll use the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos itself for the Kiddush. We'll use it to walk around the Azara. So Moses says no. And binyan Beis HaMikdash doich yomtiv. That's the Gemara in Yevamis. That we dashin Yoch Rashi says Yoch Yeh Bini Beis Midrash Toich Shabbos Am Loima Es Shabbos Tishmaru O Migdashi Tiru Ani Hashem Kukam Chiyav Mechvaidi. That you're not allowed to build the Beis Midrash on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. So you cannot build the Beis Midrash on Yom Tov. So it sounds like this: Nishavkei Lebosar Hochi V'Nivninu. So let's leave over the Shtei Alechem until after Yom Tov, and we'll first build it after Yom Tov. V'Nekadshei, and we'll Mekadosh the Beis Midrash the next day. Tomorrow says, no, Yisrael Lablina. To Shtei Alechem has a Gushas Laguf. There'll be a Psulina. You're not allowed to leave it over to the next day. You can only eat it the day of Shavuos and the night, but not the next day. Tomorrow says, okay, still this night to then. Nivnayo Mimala Yomer. Let's build it, most of it, the whole thing almost, Erev Yomtif. Finishaya Bar Purta. And we'll leave over a little bit, the Kiddush Yomer, until the end of Shavuos. Le'alta Nigmarei. And right after Shavuos, Moitzoi Shavuos, right away, we'll finish the Binyan Abayis, V'nikashe, and then we can still use the Shtei Alechem. The Shtei Alechem is kosher the day of Shavuos and the night afterwards. So that night we'll finish building the Beis HaMikdash, and that's the time we'll be Mekadoshit. Moses says, no, it's also no good. And Binyan Beis HaMikdash Balayla, that's a loch, you're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash at night time. The Yomar Abaya, Mina Yinshein Binyan Beis HaMikdash Balayla, how do we know this? Shinam HaPosik says, Ubiyoim Hokim Es HaMishkan. So it's a diyak, Biyoim Mikimoi, Balayla Ein Mikimoi. You can't put up the Mishkan, Balayla, it has to be Dafka Biyoim. So you can only build the Beis HaMikdash Biyoim. You cannot build it on Yom Tov. The Shtei Alechem is only usable either on Yom Tov or Moitzoi Yom Tov. And those two times you cannot build it. Therefore it's not possible to use the Shira Mincha to make it into Chametz. The Shirei Mincha that's used to be Mekadosh around the Beis HaMikdash, the Azara, was made from Matzah, not from Chametz. No, Bayis Sheni. The Mekadosh to the Bayis Sheni. Tana Rabbonin.
Shir Shel Toida. It says also they used to sing, say a shir to Shafte with Mekadesh Yerushalayim. So what was it? Shir Shel Toida. They said Mizmor L'Toida. The Chinoros with the Kinoros with the Kino with the harps with the volume of the Solim. Different type of instruments. I'll call Pino Pino on every corner of Yerushalayim. We are called Evan Gedolah Shib Yerushalayim on every big stone in Yerushalayim. They said the shir of Mizmor L'Toida. The Yerma, they also said, Aramimcha Hashem Kidli Soni, and they also said then, Vishir Shopagoyim. They said, Yoshe Vesaisa. They said, Vishir to protect you from Pagoyim, from Mazikim. So Rashi says, Aramimcha Hashem, who Mizma Shir Hanukkah Zabayas. Said, that's fitting to say it now. Vishir Shopagoyim, that's Yoshe Vesaisa Royim, that's us protect us from Mazikim. Rashi says, Pagoyim means Mazikim, Shopagoyim of Nayodim Lahazik. So they said, Vishir, in order my says to protect Yishlayim. The Yeshem, some call the Shir of Yeshe B'Seiser, Shir Shon Negoyim. Shir to protect you not to have a Nega. So man, the Yom Adin Negoyim, the Chsiv, it says in this capital, the Nega lo Yikra B'Yolecha. So it's also protection, and now we're coming and having Gedushas, Yerushalayim, may there be a Nega, we say a Mizma, we should not have a Nega. O man, the Yom Adin Negoyim, the Chsiv, Yipa Mitzit Chelas, Provovayim. The Yom Adin, you say the beginning of it, Yeshe B'Seiser, Yom Adin, Shad Yisleinon, Ad Kiyato, Hashem Machsi, Elyon Santi Menecho, the Chayes of Yom Mizmol of David, the Vorkul Neab Sholom, Benoi, Hashem Morabel Tzorai, Ad Hashem Yishol Anko Vechaser Hasela. These are the Kapitla Chavtilim, they said, the Shas, they were being Mekadesh Yerushalayim. Now the Gemara says, Rav Yeshua ben Levi Omalhu, Lahani Kroi, Vigoni. Right before he went to sleep, he used to say this. This was his Kriyash Malamita, like we say, Yoshe B'Seser Elyon. He said his Pasha to protect him from the Mazikim. So that's the question, Hechi Yovid Hochi, how did he say these psukim before he went to sleep? That I should protect him. I, Vomir Abishuba Levi, he himself said, Also Lisrapas B'divrei Torah, you're not allowed to use Divrei Torah to heal you. You can't use it for a refua. So here you're using it to protect you. So Mer says, no, Lohogin Shani, true, if you use it just to protect you, that's all right. But if you have a makkah, then the pshat is, you're not supposed to use Divrei Torah. You could daven to Hashem, but not use the Divrei Torah. They should be the refuah. So I'm going to ask the question, V'yelu, what are you telling me? Kiyama also, Dika makkah. When did he say it's only also? When there's a makkah, you have a wound, and now the refuah you're using is Divrei Torah. Iika makkah, also the sulay, it's only also. I've yotnan, we learned in the Mishnah Nachelik, Halacha shel makkah, somebody has a makkah and he whispers, he says Divrei Torah on it, is ein lachelik l'olam habo. He's like making fun of the Torah. He's taking the words of the Torah and says that should be healing, that should go in and be the refuah. So it's a big aveir. It's ein lachelik l'olam habo. Here it's only mashma that it's also. So Mar says hitmal om Rabbi Yechonon v'roikik shonu. That we said there, it's ein lachelik, is only if he spits first. If he shein maskirim shem shman malorikika. There is really the mavaz of the Torah that first he spits and then he says the Divrei Torah into the makkah. There it's ein lechelik. But if you do not spit, you just say your words on a makkah to heal you, that's tam osa. Our case here is, before he went to sleep, he said these psukim to protect him from the mazikim, login ishani. Then Amishya says, bez the makkah mishrei toida sachreim. The name you want to tell me, the bez din kami toida. That first walked the Shivan to Kainim, the Bezdin Agodom, and then two Kahanim were carrying the Toidus. Asli, I have said, the Pasuk says, V'yelech achreim Moshaya v'chatzi shor Yehuda. Mashma, they went into the Toida. The Toida went first, and then they walked. So Moshe Shavuachi Koma. Bezdin Mahalchin, Bezdin walked first. Bezdin Mahalchin were walking, Ushtay Toidus Maleches. But, Bezdin achreim, Bezdin was walking after them. Yeah. Now, Kate said Mahalchis, how did they walk? Now, they had two toidas, so around Yerushalayim it was the two lachmam chomets of the toida. And a kohen, each kohen was carrying one. So how did the two kohanim walk? Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Chadam, Azu, Kenegazu. Side, one against the other. The Chadam, Azu, Achazu, the one in front of the other. Mandiyam, Azu, Kenegazu, side by side. Hach, the Mekarva, the kohen, the one that was closer to the wall of Yerushalayim. Penimis, what's called the Penimis? The one that's closer to the kohen. Man the yom zuach azu one after another. It says hapnimis is eaten. It says mishnah the inside one is eaten. That's half the mekarv of the bezdin, the one that's closer to the bezdin. So tanan it says now mishnah hapnimis nechelis the inside lechem you're allowed to eat. The achitzayin the outside one is the srefis. So why? Vishnaim Laman the Yom Zu Achazu, they went one back of the other. Atlohochi Tanimis Nechelis, the inside one that went second, you'll have eat. Mishum the Asyachi Tsoino Kaime Vikitcho. Because the outside went first and it was Mekadosh the Mokum. So it still has now the Kedushas Yerushalayim here. So when you bring the second lechem there, there's not a psu yaitzei. Therefore, the second one you're allowed to eat, but the first one has a psu yaitzei. El leman diyamazu kenegazu. They went sideways equally. Tavaya b'havya dadi kol mekachi. They're both be mekadosh at the same time. So manashach, why one is burnt and one is eaten? So Mara says no. The time according to your reason also. Leman diyamazu achazu. They went one after another. Chod demi mekachi. So what do you want to tell me? The first one that went out first, that went to the outer portion of Yerushalayim, really at that time it was Yotzein, but right after it's Mekadoshit, is one Lechem Mekadosh, Hakol Shlai Nasas B'chol Eilu Tanan. You have to have everything that was learned here to give it a Kiddush. So you have to have two Lachmon, not one, and Rafila will soon see a Machlekes. L'man Diyom, the Biyachas Mekol Eilu, it's enough of one of these things, but Hani Tavai Yuchad Mitzvi, the Shtei Toida, the two Lachmon, for sure it's one Mitzvah. So if you just take one lechem, when you walk outside with a Yerushalayim, that's not Mekadosh Yerushalayim. So if you tell them now it's a Svara, that they have a Psul Yotzei, they both should be the same way. They both should be in this Nisrepes. So why is one eaten and one is burnt?